There's a lot of rules when it comes to enhanced brand content or A-plus content. My name is Stephen Pope and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. In this video, I'm going to walk through all of those rules that you need to not do or avoid, that is, so you don't get your A-plus content delayed from being accepted or published. There are 17 different rules involved that you need to avoid. I'm going to go through each individual one now. Rule number one, referencing your company as a seller or distributor or providing any company contact details. So that means no phone number, no how to find your company or anything like that. Don't put your address or where your products can be found outside of Amazon. Rule number two, mention of your competitor products or seller authorization or being sold by authorized resellers. So a lot of people who have the ability to source their products from multiple locations or your item is sourced from multiple locations, don't claim you're the only authorized reseller. Don't mention your own store name, anything like that. Rule number three, pricing or promotion information and shipping details. So don't put a shipping widgets, like you got the cheapest shipping available, or any timelines like self-fulfilled prime mentions, FBA, or your own merchant fulfilled premium shipping, anything like that. Rule number four, use of copyright or trademark or registered symbols in the text or images. This is a pretty common one. A lot of people are confused by this. We filed more than 300 trademarks at My Amazon Guy. If you need a trademark, check us out. And a lot of lawyers are like, you got to plaster that R symbol or that TM symbol all over your products. And so a lot of people are like asking us to add it to their A-plus content designs. And we're like, no, don't do that. It's against policy. So don't do any of that. Number five, time-sensitive product information. On sale now, best new products of the year, and comments such as top selling product, hottest item, number one selling item, anything like that. Any promotional text of any contents. This is also true, by the way, for any video content you produce that you want live on your detail page as well. That's because they want this to be evergreen. Don't mention seasonality concepts as well. Number six, information about customer reviews from Amazon or any website. This is very commonly requested because people are like, hey, you know, somebody said this about my product and they're famous and they're a celebrity or whatever. Doesn't matter. Amazon does not like it. They think you're gaming the system. Number seven, adding editorial or third-party quotes from external sources, such as magazines or television shows. So if you get this Mr. Rock here said something nice about your product, not going to fly, not going to cut it, sorry. Number eight, blurry or low-quality images. This probably never comes up, although there is a weird bug that shows up in the product grid whenever you're trying to load the 300 by 300 images. Sorry, I don't know the solution to that. Yes, I've seen about 50 people post comments on my channel about that very issue. Nobody has a solution to that one. But don't load blurry images to begin with. That one's common sense. Number nine, images or text that attempt to mimic Amazon's logo, detail page, headings, or details. So you cannot put things like available on Amazon or make yourself look like you are Amazon in any shape or form. Number 10, content that duplicates many of the images from the secondary images up above your listing. This one's probably not enforced, to be honest. It's probably the first rule on the list that I actually have probably never seen enforced. But they do want to see some differentiation between above the fold and below the fold. Number 11, any warranties or guarantees of any form. Don't slap up the word, like literally you cannot use the word guarantee, cannot use the word warranty. These are showstoppers, like automatic removal of your A-plus content. Don't do it. Don't touch it. Number 12, logos from brands or organizations other than your own or multiple brand logos on an image. So don't go crazy from that. There is one module in particular at the very top that they do like to see a logo, but that's it. This is a product I recently launched this weekend in preparation for Mother's Day. Fantastic gift set kit. And if you're a huge My Amazon Guy fan looking for a gift for mom, this is the item you should check out. Just type in Age of Sage on Amazon. And the reason I bring up this example is because if you scroll down, here is our logo in the top module. But notice how we don't emphasize the logo in the rest of the content. That is probably why we followed all the rules in this video today, and there's a few more to get to. That's why our A-plus content was instantaneously approved. Didn't have to wait 2 weeks. So that's why following some of the things we're talking about today makes an impact. Number 12, web links or language attempting to redirect to other sites inside or outside of Amazon, including your other products. Now, what's really odd about this is that you can actually build a product grid to reference your other products. You just can't put it in like URL form. Here's one of my A-plus contents for one of my silly wine glasses under a brand I own called Momster. In here, you can see we're linking between products. This is kosher. When you click on one of these, it will totally go to the other listing. But you cannot like try and hide a link in or put in the URL text or anything like that. Number 13, you may be wagging your finger at this one. Grammatical errors or punctuation errors, misspellings, strings, or all caps text. Using font features. I know that some of my font choices are terrible. I'm using impact font here. Bold and italics are only intended to be used to highlight headings or a few select words, so don't go to crazy town on that one. A lot of people are trying to game SEO for misspellings. Do that behind the alt text of photos. Don't do that inside of the actual copy that's public facing. So back on one of my listings here, you could right click any one of these images, hit inspect, and behind it is an image alt text. So here we've got the image alt text of spa, essential kit, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the sort of thing where you could put a misspelling and totally kosher, no problem at all. Number 15 might be a no-brainer on this one, but don't do anything illegal. So if you're mentioning CBD, anything that's banned, illegal, you know, that kind of stuff, don't do that. Number 16, any violations of category requirements or selling on Amazon policies. I feel like I forgot one of the 17 rules here. Maybe I miscounted or double counted somewhere in there. Forgive me if I did that. But any violation of category requirements. So something where something is banned on Amazon, you can't do it. Can't obviously mention that in the A-plus content. Just double check, there's only 16 rules. All right, so those are the rules that you cannot do in your A-plus content. If you are uncertain about something, leave a comment on this video. I'll be happy to answer it and help you out. Others in the community will also do the same thing. It's not me against you as a seller. It's us against Amazon sometimes. The next video you should watch is one of my designers actually building out A-plus content. It's one of the most fascinating videos I have on my channel. We literally show you a designer making A-plus content from A to Z from scratch, like four-hour time lapse done in like 15, 20 minutes. And if you need any A-plus content, check us out at myamazonguy.com. This is one of our very few a la carte services that we do. For $1,000, you can get an A-plus content within 1 week. And it's fully operational, all the aspirational design aspects that you could possibly need, as well as the technical aspects that are often very beneficial to have SEO and immediate ranking for your keywords. So hope you check that out. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you got any question about anything at all on Amazon, I literally read every single comment, and I try to respond to as many as I can. Here's a couple of questions from the last day. J.A. asks, hi, Steve, are we allowed to include products which don't belong to my brand in my lifestyle images? For example, if I sell a cup, can I buy some candles from another seller and include the candles in my lifestyle images? Would this trigger a copyright issue with the seller or the candles? As long as you are taking the photo yourself, no copyright issues at all. Stock photos, free game on that. I think this is probably completely safe, not a problem. You can go ahead and do that. Now, obviously, it's more ideal if every photo is about your product, but there's sometimes benefits to showing your product in use in another atmosphere. Abdul asks, do you think it makes a difference for your PPC ad manager to be a native, fluent, bilingual speaker for the language of the platform? Or can you achieve success in PPC just based on the data? Honestly, we have a lot of people that work at My Amazon Guy that only speak a certain language. Everyone speaks English, obviously, but like when we go into like the German market, for example, I don't have a single German speaker on staff. We crush it with PPC in German because the tools that are available are super easy to use, Google Translate and otherwise totally be fine to not have to understand the language to do the advertising. The data speaks for itself. You can always optimize to the data without problem. And the last question for this video, JA asks, hi, Stephen, how much time does it take for your freight forwarder to load your products onto a ship and get them out of China once your products have reached your supplier's warehouse? So from end to end right now, I'm seeing about 4 months. It's pretty lengthy. It used to be 2 months, but it's kind of doubled right now. It's just been crazy. Supply chains are giant wrecks still well into April of 2021. I don't know when that will ease up. So if you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to leave them on this video. I will answer them as best I can. My name again, Stephen Pope with My Amazon Guy.